Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. I tell you what, it has been just an awesome weekend. I don't know about you, but they capped the oil well. That freed up some workers over the weekend to be working in the Gulf, and now we've had a beautiful weekend. The tourists were here, and now we're ready to dig in deep into Chapter 6 of Chet Holmes' book. Now, listen, if y'all haven't listened to the first five chapters of this thing that we've covered, go listen to the archives. I definitely think you need to go to chetholmes.com and buy this book. There's some great people over time that have really written good sales books. Tom Hopkins is somebody that really writes great books out there. Even Anthony Robbins has written some sales books that have been great. But Chet is a guy that has lived in more than one industry. I mean, this guy has been successful, successful, successful. And the stuff that he teaches in here are things that I learned from Art Williams over 20 years ago. And they're things that Chet has put into his life and in different methods. I mean, he wasn't in network marketing. So he put them together out there in the real world. And today's chapter is The High Art of Getting the Best Buyers. And this was his subtitle: The Fastest, Least Expensive Way to Dramatically Increase Sales. Now, a lot of people, when I'm out consulting, will say, Troy, we're talking about the business opportunity. And I say, that's great. You need to be able to do that. You have to attract high-level, motivated people to help spread the word. However, at the end of the day, especially for CEOs, at the end of the day, if you're not moving product, if people aren't buying your product, if it's not about the product, all they're looking at is the fast upfront money, you're not doing your job. You don't even have a product maybe worth selling. And I say the same thing with distributors. So many times distributors will come to me and say, man, we've been in 14 companies. They just don't work. This network marketing thing, it just sucks. And I'll sit there and I'll listen to them. And I mean, man, my heart goes out to them. But the thing is, they've been following the money. It has nothing to do with building relationships. It has nothing to do with educating the end user, whether it's the brand new prospect that's come onto your team or a seller or a buyer of the product or service. See, folks, it's all about the education, and Chet covers this in here. And it's funny, this first paragraph, this is what he says, and I thought this was pretty good. He says, in a sentence, there's always a smaller number of best buyers than there are all buyers. Now, in network marketing, we hear the three-foot rule. Man, just talk to everybody within 3 feet, slap them up against the wall. The ones that stick, give them your efforts. That isn't right. You need to be looking at the best of the best. Quality over quantity will always allow you to build bigger, better, faster. And we've got umpteen case studies to prove that. But you have to know where to find and how to attract those best buyers. Do you realize and we can change, we can interchange the word best buyer for best distributor. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put out a newsletter later today, and I'm gonna use a story in here of a consultant. We're starting to see traditional MLM, quote unquote, network marketing companies, your Amways, your prepaid legals, your Herbalife's, you know, we're starting to see them call on consultants, make friends with other people that are in the party plan arena or the direct selling arena. See, a lot of people, you know, we talk about Avon. You know, Avon talks about, they'll have stickers for their Avon ladies to put in the window that says, I sell Avon. See, people aren't interested in the business opportunity of Avon. They're interested in the products. Herbalife worldwide has figured out that people care about their weight loss. It really does work. You know, Nu Skin is excited because their anti-aging really does work. Okay, this is what drives growth. And now traditional network marketing companies, those that want to step above the fray of all the others, are starting to utilize the same techniques that Chet talks about right here in his book. And I think that's what excites me the best, is looking in here at his book. Listen to what he says. He says, by focusing intently on those dream buyers, 167 of them that he had in his situation alone, he was able to get 30 of them to buy advertising from him for the magazine. He focused on the top. Now, we're starting to see a trend that's probably gone on since the turn of the century more than anything. That's when the internet really got to rocking. People out there saying, okay, I just want to focus on veteran network marketers. If they've already been in a company, then I want to talk to them. It's easier for me to break through. I don't have to hear somebody say, oh, that's network marketing. Oh, that's MLM. Oh, I don't know. Is that Amway? Guys, those days are antiquated. They're so far gone. If you're still hearing crap like that, you're just dealing with the wrong people. If you start dealing with Generation X, Generation Y, millennials, you'll find out they could care less about what happened in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They're more focused on the 90s and the new century. They want it. They want it bad. They don't know what the word fear is. They know that success is based on their work. It's based on what they do to attract others. See, that's the key. Listen to this. Chet writes this in here, and this is so true. Best buyers buy more, buy faster, and buy more often than other buyers. They are your ideal clients. No matter what else you are doing, you would have additional effort to capture them, or you should have additional effort to capture them. I call this strategy the Dream 100 effort. The number one guy that I know in network marketing that goes after the cream of the crop, the best of the best, is Tom Chenault. Tom is a very successful financial expert. He does a lot of stuff on radio in the financial world, but he also has a radio show for home-based business. His whole focus is to attract people to him that are the best and the best in all their companies, because he knows that sooner or later, if one of their companies go down, that they're going to be calling him saying, Tom, I want to talk to you about longevity. I want to talk to you about what you're doing. Now, that is a strategy that has worked for him. He's been a multi-six- and seven-figure player for years. He doesn't offend people. He doesn't go after just everybody. He focuses on what is right. That's the key. Now, maybe you're in one of these businesses now that does B2B sales, you know, business to business. I'm telling you, if you want to be different, now I try to teach this to my own company sometimes, and they still don't quite get it, and that's fine. This happens whenever you're trying to help people. It's an educational approach. See, if you want to be able to get in to the person in charge, the CEO, the COO, the chairman, the founder, whatever it's called, the way to do that is to make sure that you're giving them something that they can't get somewhere else. You've put together something that will work, a seminar, a training process. You know, Chet uses the example of one. They were trying to get into some attorney's firms in one of the companies that he worked for. Here's what they called it. They designed a core story educational seminar. They called it the 5 Most Dangerous Trends Facing Law Firms. They were focused in on the law firms. Well, let me tell you, when you get a title like that, you don't have to worry about trying to sell them research material. You don't have to do any of that. You're going to go directly to the top. And this is exactly what they did. And what happened, and here's what they did. They'd call the managing partners of the firm, the very top. And what they did in this case is they went for the 50 top. And here's the script. Said, I'm sure you're aware of our company. We've been helping law firms be more successful for more than 50 years now. We recently commissioned a study on what's going on in the legal market, and we've learned that there are some pretty serious challenges facing attorneys in the new millennium. Since our survival depends on your success, we want to make sure that you saw this information and had every opportunity to be ahead of the problems. We've put this information into a very succinct executive committee orientation, and we're now showing this to the top law firms. In fact, we're in touch with, and they named the names, and are in the process of arranging to show this in one of their management meetings. We'd love to arrange and make sure that you see this important information also. Now, that's powerful. They didn't say that they were already showing this to other people. They said they're in contact with and they're arranging it, so they're not lying about it at all. They're in the process. They got them in their pipeline. They've put this system together, And they're going in there to show them something. Now, listen, this is the important part if you're doing B2B sales, folks. You cannot go into a business if you're going to use an educational approach and start putting your pitch about your company. You better have already done the due diligence in their niche. You better know if you're working with attorneys, if anything. Well, let's use network marketing. If you're with local ad link services or AdZoo, and you're going into market online social services to businesses, you better know their niche and what's going on the internet. If you're in internet security, you better know about the niche. If you're in information security, you better know about the niche. If you're just selling weight loss, then by golly, you better get with a local group and you better know the niche. See, this is the key. It's not about lying, cheating, stealing, pitching, twisting, none of that. Neuro-linguistic program, it's about figuring out what's best for the other person and serving them. Because when you serve those people, you will win, and you will win in a big way. That's the only way to make this happen. I've seen it time and time again. You know, one of the things that we use here, our main mantra is to serve others. And that's what we do. We create interviews. We create reviews of companies. We will talk about a company that may have some issues so that distributors can understand what those issues might be. We really dig deep to try to inform people about what's going on. See, I believe that when you do that, what will happen is eventually companies come to you and say, Troy, you did an awesome job for us. It opened our eyes to some things. It helped our distributors with some new third-party validation. You know, what can we pay you? And I can honestly tell them, what's it worth to you? See, we don't have a contract. We don't have some agreement. We don't go out there and hog-tie companies and say either you know, pay us money or we're going to give you a bad review. We don't do that. Matter of fact, there's companies we've given bad reviews to. The CEOs have gotten on our phone with us, and now we're actually digging a little deeper into their companies. See, that's what it's about. It's serving others. I do the same thing. I built one of the largest organizations at Invisus Direct before they left the network marketing arena. Attracted over 41 different six- and seven-figure earners in network marketing to our team. It wasn't me personally. It was our whole team. The reason we were able to do that is because we served them. We had a service. We still have this service, just not network marketing anymore. Have a service that actually worked. It helped protect computers, both in the business and at home. It helped protect children on the internet. There was a crusade behind it, a passion behind it, something that really worked. See, when people see that you care, they want to join you. They want to be a part of it. They may not want to build a company. They may just want to be part of the product and service. You know, I've been out of Primerica now since the 1990s, and yet my insurance is still up to date. I carry it all the time. Matter of fact, my cousin who is in Primerica just informed me I've got 2 years left on my policy. She's working up, told me what I need to do. Paige and I are trimming down, getting into shape. She's figured out a way to get us the additional coverage that we're going to want to have now that we have more assets. We got grandbabies. It's the way it works. You know, when you're out there and you're part of wanting to build something, then it's not about just the splash. Matter of fact, let's look at this for a second from a distributor standpoint. How can you increase your overall revenue stream? How can you increase the volume under management and the people under management or people under leadership? Let's do it that way. Product volume under management, people under leadership. How can you do this? How could you double your downline in 90 days? How about if you started working locally? How about if you looked at the product that you happen to be marketing? Maybe it's let's say it's a weight loss program that you have. Well, the first thing you could do is you could start getting into some networking groups. Maybe there's some women's networking groups in your area, where it's all women. Maybe you feel more comfortable that way if you're a woman. Maybe if it's a man, it doesn't matter to you. But sometimes women, I understand, I'm married to one, I have daughters. You're concerned about your weight. You definitely don't want to talk to a man about it. Unless he's got a DR in front of his name. So you decide to go out there and you join some of these networking groups. Sooner enough, If this product's working for you and you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're slimming down, when it's time for you to tell your story, you're going to be able to tell your story about your product. People are going to want to know about it. People are going to want to find out more about it. Maybe you're in the candle business. Maybe you sell candles for one of the candle companies. And you're saying, you know, people just aren't attracted in this down economy to join my company or to buy candles. Well, then you're in the wrong market. See, now what you need to do is you need to look around at your city, at the areas that you're in. There's churches. There's catering companies. There's wedding planners. There's hotels. All these places buy candles. They're big into the green scene. They're big into the ecological system. You go in there and you start talking to them. And you explain to them about your candles. And now you're starting to sell high-end candles to high-end buyers. Maybe you're saying, man, I'm in Primerica, Troy. What do I do there? That's perfect. You need to join a B&I group because there won't be another Primerica person in there. You need to join in some other little networking groups. You need to look around in your community. Target some of the most influential areas, because here's what I have found. The more money that people have, the less prepared they are for their death. They haven't had time. So what they do is they go out there and they're rah-rahing it up. They may have a little bit of life insurance through work, but they do not have a plan put together. You can go in there and show them how you can take care of that for their family. See, folks, if you want to build your network marketing business, that's what you do. Now, you might be a stud on the phone saying, Troy, I don't care about that. I want to attract the right people to my team. Okay, that's perfect. Then what do you have to offer them? Why should they join your team? What is it that you can give them? You know, there's one of my mentors, Hubert Humphrey, built a team at A.L. Williams, then at Primerica, and then started his own company. He had some good runs until a couple, 3 years ago when the market dropped out from underneath all of the real estate and he went belly up, and now he's got Adzu and they're cranking some stuff up over there. His personality, people were attracted to him. They wanted to be part of it. They wanted to grow with him, and they did. He gave them value. He gave them training. Training that they could use both in network marketing, in their own lives, out there in a different business. You have to give, if you want to attract the best players on your team, you've got to give them something. See, leaders only attract leaders at their level or below. If you happen to be blessed and you attract a leader at a higher leadership level than you and you don't grow, you'll lose them. You have to attract people at your level or higher. It's the only way to make this happen. It's the only way to make this work. See, so many times I see people in network marketing, they say they failed. It's not that they failed. They just didn't know what they were doing wrong. See, I believe that there's a way to make money. I believe, first of all, that network marketing is not the only way to make money. Maybe you like to do some blogging stuff. I can show you how to make money on a blog and never do network marketing. Maybe you're in a niche and you say, Troy, I've got a passion for scrapbooking. You know what? Not only is there a network marketing company in scrapbooking, but I can show you how to make money scrapbooking with your own blog. You can make money in no matter what economy using Chet Holmes, the ultimate sales machine, and the strategies that he puts in here. And you can build it. Matter of fact, you can build lifelong clients. You can build referrals. Most people in network marketing never use the art and science of collecting referrals. My accountability partner, Dr. Tim Douglas, who owns Douglas Chiropractic here in town, he's out 3 or 4 days a week networking. He takes a 2.5-hour lunch so that he's got plenty of time to network when he's at a restaurant. He goes out there and he becomes an influence in the community because he wants people to understand he has a service of value and he will give them repeated business if they'll give him repeated business. See, the key to what Chet's saying here is, first and foremost, be authentic and be transparent. Do not ever lie to get the sale. And don't be focused on the close. Focus on how you can help that person. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Until you're willing to go out there and teach people about their own business, about their own life, how you can help them in their business, how you can help them in at home, it isn't going to work. You could be in one of the companies that does home interiors. Do you know this is the greatest time period for people that are trying to sell some type of home decor? The reason being is it makes people feel good when they're out there in the stress of the work area, when they're out there in the stress of the economy, when they're out there in the stress of life. If they can come home to a beautiful home, a beautiful wife, a beautiful husband, wonderful kids, makes them feel good. It's a serenity. See, anybody that tells me right now I can't make money in selling anything is wrong. I can show you company after companies whose revenues are up no matter what you see on TV. Chet Holmes' book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, gives us the strategies that we need if we want to apply them. You don't have to go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars. All you have to do is put these strategies to work. See, strategic people understand they have to serve others. They have to serve others continually. That's the key that makes this all happen. That's the key that makes this all work. Folks, that's why I love doing these shows in the morning. I'm fresh. I'm coming off the beach. I'm coming off a walk. I'm coming off a bike ride. I get to come and be fresh in my mind on how I can help you, how I can serve you guys. We don't charge for these. We don't put these in a CD format and in charge you for them. They're in a free archive at iTunes downloads. We're constantly trying to get better. Matter of fact, I'm going to probably do a book by Marcus Buckingham coming up real quick, 6 Powerful Steps to Achieve Outstanding Performance. We really want to give you guys stuff that you may not even have heard of. You may not even know where to pick it up, but if we can put it out there on the air, you know, however many, I don't even know how many listeners we have anymore. See, that's the key, folks. Go pick up Chet's book. The Ultimate Sales Machine. Turbocharge your business with the relentless focus on 12 key strategies. That's the key. Tomorrow, it's going to be great. The 7 musts of marketing. Turbocharge every aspect of your primary marketing effort. That's what we're going through tomorrow. It's going to be a rock call-in show. It's going to be fun, man. I'm going to have a blast with it. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Have a fantastic day. We will see you tomorrow. Radio for your mind. Bye now.